जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। यशोधनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावन चारी यमुनातीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। यशोधानन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावन चारी। यमुनातीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन विहारी, राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जयो राधा मदन मोहन, राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन, जय गिरि गोवर्धन, गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जयो जयो प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय जय गुरुदेव। निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल, निताई गौर हरि बोल। कलयुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31। सो वी आर बिगनिंग अ न्यू चैप्टर टुडे। चैप्टर एंटाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास, टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। विदुर उवाच, ये त्वया विहिता ब्रह्मन् सूत प्राचीन बर्हिषा ते रुद्र गीतेन हरिम् सिद्धिम् आपु प्रतोष्यकाम्। विदुर उवाच, ये त्वया विहिता ब्रह्मन् सूत प्राचीन बर्हिषा ते रुद्र गीतेन हरिम् सिद्धिम् आपु प्रतोष्यकाम्। विदुर उवाच, ये त्वया अभिहिता ब्रह्मन् सूत प्राचीन बर्हिषा ते रुद्र गीतेन हरिम् सिद्धिम् आपु प्रतोष्यकाम्। सिद्धिम् आपु प्रतोष्यकाम्। विदुर उवाच, ये त्वया भीता ब्रह्मन् ते रुद्र गीतेन हरिम् विदुर उवाच, सुत प्राचीन बर्हिषा ते रुद्र गीतेन हरिम् सिद्धिम् आपो प्रतोष्यकाम्। माताजीस, विदुर उवाच, ये त्वया विहिता ब्रह्मन् सूत प्राचीन बर्हिषा ते रुद्र गीतेन हरिम् सिद्धिम् आपो प्रतोष्यकाम्। What word meaning? Vidura vacha. Vidura said, ye, dosu, tvaya, by you, abhihita, were spoken about, brahman, o brahmana, suta, sons, prachina barisha, of king prachina bari, te, all of them, rudra gitena, by the song composed by Lord Shiva, Harim, the Lord, Siddhim, success, Apu, achieved, Pratoshya, having satisfied, Kam, what? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O Brahmana, you formerly spoke about the sons of Prachina Barhi and informed me that they satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting a song composed by Lord Shiva. What did they achieve in this way? Purport: In the beginning, Maitreya Rishi narrated the activities of the sons of Prachina Barhi. The sons went beside a great lake which was like an ocean. And fortunately, finding Lord Shiva, they learnt how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting the songs composed by Lord Shiva. Now their father's attachment for fruitive activities was disapproved by Narada, who therefore kindly instructed Prachina Barhi by telling him the allegorical story of Puranjan. Now Vidura again wanted to hear about Prachina Bari's sons, and he was especially inquisitive to know what they achieved by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the words Siddhim Apuhu or achieved perfection are very important. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye. Out of many, many millions of people, one may be interested in learning how to attain success in spiritual matters. The supreme success is mentioned also in Bhagavad Gita 8.15. Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gatah. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which are full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. And what is that highest perfection? That is also explained in that verse. The highest perfection is to return home back to Godhead, so that one will not have to return to this material world and transmigrate from one body to another in the dream of material existence. By the grace of Lord Shiva, the Prachetas actually attained perfection and returned home back to Godhead. After enjoying material facilities to the highest extent, Maitreya will now narrate that to Vidura. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today we are beginning this new chapter, the activities of Prachetas. So you have seen in the last 4 or 5 chapters how Narada Muni, after the Prachetas had gone to perform austerities, Narada Muni felt that their father, King Prachina Barishad, Narada Muni had delivered the Dhruva Maharaj and he was feeling compassion. that this Prachina Parishad also hails from this family, where so many pure devotees had come, Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. But this Prachina Parishad was engaged in performing Karmakanda. So in the last 4 or 5 chapters, there was this allegorical story which Narad Muni cited to King Prachina Parishad in order to help him come out of the Karmakanda and become a pure devotee of the Lord. And finally, we saw towards the end of the previous chapter, which we completed yesterday, how Narad Muni's preaching was very much effective, and the target which Narad Muni had to make Prachina Parishad into a pure devotee, that was achieved. And eventually, Prachina Parishad, it is explained that even before the sons, they had gone to perform austerity for 10,000 years. Even before the sons came, Prachina Parishad told the ministers that you all can manage till then the sons come. And when the sons come after performing austerities, they can rule over the kingdom. So such was the effective preaching of Narad Muni that Prachina Parishad, he retired even before the Prachetas came. And then now in this chapter, Maitreya wants to know, Vidura wants to know from Maitreya that in the 24th chapter we had discussed before the Rudra Geet, chanting the song sung from Lord Shiva. In that chapter we had discussed how when the Prachetas had gone to perform austerities, at that time Lord Shiva was very much pleased with the Prachetas, and therefore he spoke the Rudra Geet. Because we know that anyone, whenever Lord Shiva sees that anyone is inclined to perform devotional service, Lord Shiva especially comes and gives his association. So here Lord Shiva was very much pleased to see that the Prachetas were embarking on this journey to perform austerities, and the main goal was to please the Supreme Lord. So Lord Shiva came and gave association. So here Vidura wants to know from Maitreya, what did it happen after Lord, after the Prachetas, they sang the Rudra Geet, what was the effect of that? What did Prachetas achieve by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That is what here Vidura wants to know. And here in the purport, Prabhupada speaks that how it is so rare to become a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada quotes this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhe yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata. So out of thousands of people, very few are inclined to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And amongst those who worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very few actually attained the goal. So therefore, here it is explained that Lord, the Prachetas meeting Lord Shiva, that itself is a very rare thing. To get a pure devotee of the Lord, to get the association, it's a rare thing. That is one aspect. And secondly, for one to become a pure devotee is also not easy thing. It's such a rare thing to become a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes this verse. And Prabhupada says that the highest perfection in this life is to get out of this temporary material world and to attain the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada quotes this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam napnonti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gata. So anyone who has attained the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't have to come back to this material world which is filled with miseries. So therefore, we'll speak on this theme. In briefly, we'll speak about this theme of how rare it is to attain, how rare it is to become a pure devotee of the Lord. From Chaitanya Charitamrita we'll see. And then today also happens to be the appearance day and disappearance day of such great devotees of the Lord, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj. Appearance day of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami and disappearance day of Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj. So on those two great souls also we'd like to discuss in brief. So here the theme of these two verses, the first and the second verses, the two verses that has been given, is mainly about the rarity of attaining association of pure devotee. So we see, especially when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks to Srila Rupa Goswami in Rupa Siksha, he speaks that how rare for it is to become a pure devotee of the Lord. So he grows via the gradations that has been explained. He says that in this material world, there are many living entities, and some living entities, they move and some living entities, they do not move. So both sthavara and jangama. Sthavara means those living entities that move, that are in one place. Jangama is those living entities which move. And amongst, then he keeps on filtering. And amongst those living entities that move, there are different classifications. There are a lot of animals, there are a lot of human beings. Many of them move. So again, he filters animals and other species. That forget about it. Those will classify into human beings. And again, in human beings, there are many people who are very much uncultured. They are all fall in the category of malechas. So again, Mahaprabhu filters. The malecha category he removes. And then there are the civilized human beings. And then Mahaprabhu says that amongst those who are civilized human beings, many of them who follow the Vedic path, out of that many people only give lip service to following the Vedic path. Actually, they don't really intend to follow. Just for namesake, they are there. So again, Mahaprabhu filters those categories who offer only lip service to following the Vedic path. And out of those people who follow the Vedic path, many of them follow the Vedic path just to all these karmakandis. They want to enjoy some material benefit. So they mainly follow the Vedic path to get some material benefit of that. How I can get, attain swarga, how I can enjoy. So those categories of people are there. So a lot of karmanishtas are there. And amongst thousands of such karmanishtas, one person becomes a jnani, who is really interested to think what is there above this entire material world, which he doesn't want to enjoy. He wants to get out of it. So Mahaprabhu explains that out of 1,000 karmanishtas, there is one jnani. And amongst thousands of jnanis, there is one person who is a mukta person, who is liberated from this entire lot of jnanis. And amongst thousands of these mukta jivas, one person is there who is actually a Narayana Parayana devotee of the Lord. And then Mahaprabhu quotes this verse that muktanam api siddhanam Narayana Parayana durlaba prashant sudurlaba prashantatma koti shapi mahamune. So amongst thousands of people who are liberated in this world, muktanam api siddhanam Narayana Parayana, it is very rare to find a Narayana Parayana, a devotee of the Lord who is totally focused in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has no other desire and is totally attached to worshipping the Lord. Muktanam api siddhanam Narayana Parayana sudurlaba prashantatma. It is not only durlaba, it is sudurlaba. Very, very rare. Koti shapi mahamune. So Mahaprabhu tells that it is koti shapi mahamune. Amongst crores of people, one will find actually one person who is actually such kind of a person who has no tendency. There is no, not even a desire of anya abhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam. So that category of people are very rare. So that's how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains. Therefore, to get association of such a great soul is very rare. So therefore, we see even in the further, in the prayers of Prachetas, it comes. The same verse as it comes in the first canto also. Tulayama lave napi, na swargam na punar bhavam, bhagavat sangi sangasya, martyanam kemutashishah. So even the sages of Naimisharanya, they speak about having the association of Suta Goswami. And here also, the same as it is, verse, it comes in the Prachetas prayers also. Tulayama lave napi. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee of the Lord cannot be compared to na swargam. All the pleasures that are available in the higher planetary systems. Na punar bhavam. It can also cannot be even compared to taking birth, getting out of this material world. Na punar bhavam. Bhagavat sanghi sangasya martyanam kinmotashisha. So that comparison of getting association of pure devotee cannot be compared to anything of this material world. So here that verse has been quoted to show that how rare it is to get association of pure devotee. And anyone who is fortunate enough, here the Prachetas were fortunate. Therefore, here Vidura wants to know from Maitreya that the Prachetas got the association of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva spoke to them about the glories of the Lord. What did they do? So therefore, anyone who gets the association of a Mahajan like Lord Shiva, so their path is guaranteed. So there is no other goal if one gets association of Lord Shiva. So therefore we see Prachetas, eventually when the Supreme Lord appears after performing austerities, the Prachetas offer prayers which are in line with the prayers which we see all the pure devotees have been offering. His ancestors, Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, when the Lord is giving them material benediction, they say that we don't want any kind of material benediction. Please give us the opportunity to hear from the devotees of the Lord. Please give us an opportunity to associate with the pure devotees of the Lord. So that's how they keep on asking. So that's how we see here in these two verses the glories of association of Lord Shiva and what Lord Shiva could give to this Prachetas that has been explained here. So today also happens to be the appearance day of Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami. As you have been hearing, to become a pure devotee is very rare. And we see in our parampara, we have the fortune of having the association of so many pure devotees of the Lord. Regularly in our Vaishnava calendars, we see, like today we have appearance of Gopala Bhatta Goswami and there is also disappearance day of Ramchandra Kaviraj. Again, two pure devotees of the Lord. So it is explained, I was hearing lecture of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, how on these two great souls, Maharaj explains that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is traveling to South India, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he stayed in Jagannath Puri for some time, and then Mahaprabhu decided to travel to South India. And his main purpose was to preach and deliver the different kinds of people who were there. And what potency Mahaprabhu did not show in Navadvip, that potency he showed in South India. Sei sei shakti nistarila dakshina deshe. Navadvipe ei shakti na kaila prakashe. He did not show such potency while he was preaching in Navadvip, but he showed unlimited potency while traveling in South India. The different kinds of people whom he met, he was delivering all of them. So during different places of travel, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eventually he arrived till Srirangam. And we know this Srirangam happens to be the headquarters of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Ramananda Acharya and all of them. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to the temple of Srirangam, taking darshan of Lord Ranganath, he was wonderfully dancing and all the signs, his tears were flowing from his eyes, his hair was standing on end, and he was in great ecstasy. And at that time, so many people watched this beautiful dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta. So three brothers who were there at that time, Venkata Bhatta, Trimala Bhatta and Prabodhananda Saraswati. So Venkata Bhatta saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wonderfully dancing and he understood that this is not a ordinary personality. So after the entire event, Venkata Bhatta went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he requested, "My dear Lord, can you please come to my home, honor Prasad, stay for some time?" And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, and Venkata Bhatta took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and he washed his feet. And he himself drank and he gave to the entire family members. At that time, the son of Venkata Bhatta was Gopal Bhatta. The child Gopal, he was around 7 years of age. And he also got to taste the beautiful Charanamrita of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as the famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bhakta Pada Dhuliyara, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, Tina Mahabal. So if these three things done with faith can have very powerful effect to infuse love of God. Bhakta Pada Dhuli. If one takes dust of a feet of a pure devotee of the Lord, Bhakta Pada Jal. If one gets to taste the water of a pure devotee of the Lord, and if one gets to eat the remnants of a pure devotee of the Lord, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, Tina Mahabal. So all these three things, but if done with faith, that can instantly give love of God in one's heart. So at that time, when Venkata Bhatta did this, at that time Gopal Bhatta Goswami and all the family members, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very much attached. So from childhood, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, child Gopal, he got to drink Charanamrita of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he also was regularly getting to taste the Mahaprasad, which Venkata Bhatta used to offer to Lord and give. And at that time, Lord Gopal Venkata Bhatta requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that now Chaturmas is coming. If you can stay in my home for 4 months, I would be very much fortunate. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately accepted that request from Venkata Bhatta, and he decided to stay in the house of Gopal Venkata Bhatta for 4 months. And it is explained that lot of Krishna Katha, day in and day out, was discussed amongst Venkata Bhatta, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the entire family. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami got to hear from childhood wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And along with Lord Chaitanya, even Kalakrishna Das was present. So Kalakrishna Das used to narrate all the childhood pastimes of Lord, all these Navdeep Leelas he used to narrate. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Venkata Bhatta, they used to hear all these beautiful pastimes. And one time Gopal Bhatta Goswami started feeling that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas, and I am able to see this darshan of the Lord only after he has taken sannyas, because life of a sannyasi is very austere. I am very unfortunate that I was not able to witness the beautiful forms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was there in Navdweep as Navdweep Chandra. So he was feeling very much bad when he was hearing all these wonderful pastimes of Navdweep Chandra from Kalakrishna Das. And while thinking about that, one day when Gopal Bhatta Goswami went to take rest, in the dreams he could see Lord Chaitanya, who was there as a sannyasi in his house. Immediately he was transformed. He showed him the darshan of Shyam Sundar Roop with threefold bending forms, with a flute, standing wonderfully with all his coward friends. And immediately that form turned into the Navdweep Chandra form of the Lord, which Gopal Bhatta Goswami desired to see. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very much happy to see in the dreams this beautiful form of the Lord. Immediately he got up and he went running towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the form which Gopal Bhatta Goswami saw in his dream, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally showed him that form, the Shyam Sundar form of the Lord, and again the form of Navdweep Chandra, and the beautiful pastimes that happened in Navdweep, that all he could see. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very much happy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that whatever I have shown you, please do not tell anyone. Your parents are my great devotees. So till the time they are there in this world, nicely take care of them. And after they depart from this world, you please go to Vrindavan and join Rup and Sanatan Goswami, because I have a lot of things to do. Lot of services are there. You help Rup and Sanatan Goswami to write books. You help them to distribute books. So please. So that time Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very much happy to see. So it is explained how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing many things with Venkata Bhatta. And Venkata Bhatta, we know that he was great devotee of Lakshmi Narayan. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he came and he told Venkata Bhatta that why is it that your mother Lakshmi is sitting and performing austerity? Why she is not getting entrance into the Ras Leela? Many times Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and joke, and Venkata Bhatta used to say that these are very elevated topics. I cannot understand why my worshipable goddess Lakshmi ji is sitting and she is not getting entrance. I cannot understand. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times used to come and ask. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that because Mother Lakshmi is very much attached to her position as the goddess, and she is not willing to follow the simple lives of the gopis, therefore she is not getting entrance into Vrindavan. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told him, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking that how Narayan is the supreme and Lord Krishna comes from Narayan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also citing many pastimes, convinced Gopal Bhatta Goswami that it is not that Narayan is the supreme and Krishna came from Narayan. It is Krishna is the supreme. Ete cham sakala pumsaha. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And all the other incarnations like Lord Narayan, Vishnu, all the different forms, they come via Lord Krishna. So that also he convinced. So like that, it is explained how wonderful discussions happened. And also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Venkata Bhatta that व्रज भक्ति, द स्वीटनेस दैट इज फाउंड इन वृंदावन, इट इज मिलियंस ऑफ टाइम हायर देन ऑल द ऑपुलेंसेस दैट आर फाउंड इन द वैकुंठ, बिकॉज ही वॉज अटैच टू वर्शिपिंग लक्ष्मीनारायण. शी वॉज एक्सप्लेनिंग हाउ ऑल द ऑपुलेंसेस दैट आर देर इन वैकुंठ cannot be compared to even a particle of dust that is available in Vrindavan. The greatness of Vrindavan, the sweetness of Vrindavan, that is higher than the greatness and opulences of Vaikuntha. So through many instances, Venkata Bhatta received lot of knowledge from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and lot of time was spent in discussing these topics. And later on, it is explained how Gopal Bhatta Goswami took initiation from his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati. And Prabodhananda Saraswati was also a very great scholar. And he also gave a lot of Shastric training to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And after some time, it is explained that how the parents, they became old and both of them departed this world. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, under the guidance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he served their parents. And before the parents departed, they told, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already given you an instruction when you were a child, after we depart, please go to Vrindavan and serve under Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So immediately Gopal Bhatta Goswami, after the parents departed, he immediately went to Vrindavan and met Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And that time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, and he was thinking that it has been long time since I have received any news from Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. How is everything going on? And immediately at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received this letter from Rupa and Sanatan Goswami that how Gopal Bhatta Goswami has come from South India and all of us are staying together in a very loving relationship. We have accepted him, and both of them, they described glories of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, how his wonderful Vaishnava qualities are there and how all of us together, we are staying like brothers. And Mahaprabhu was very much happy to see. And he explained how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately gave some Mahaprasad, his own personal kopin, and the wooden plank in which he was sitting as a gift for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So it was carried by a person. And immediately, Gopal Bhatta Goswami got this gift from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became very much happy to receive this wonderful gifts from Lord, and every day he used to worship the kopin and the wooden plank, non-different from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, as he had told, that you serve under Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And after that, he explained how one day Gopal Bhatta Goswami had this desire to go to Nepal, and he went there. And in Nepal, he went to this Kali Gandaki, the place where all the Shaligram Shilas are available. And when Gopal Bhatta Goswami was taking his bath in this Gandaki river, so in his Kamandulu, these 12 Shaligram Shilas immediately came. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami felt that, oh, it is not proper for me to get this Shaligram Shilas on my own. So immediately he put them back in the water. And again, when he was taking bath, again those Shaligram Shilas, on their own, they came back. So 2-3 times this happened. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami felt that maybe it is the desire of the Lord that I personally worship these Shaligram Shilas. So immediately Gopal Bhatta Goswami came back to Vrindavan, and he started worshipping those Shaligram Shilas. And then we see how this very rich merchant used to come to Vrindavan. From Mathura he came, and for different deities, he brought very beautiful jewelries, earrings, bangles, anklets, different kinds of jewels and all. And all the other Goswamis were decorating. But then Gopal Bhatta Goswami felt that I have this Shaligram Shila. If I had deities, then I could also reciprocate by decorating them with this beautiful paraphernalia. So with that desire, when he slept on the beautiful auspicious day of Narsingh Chaturdashi, out of these 12 Shaligram Shilas, the Damodar Shila which he had gave the beautiful form of Radha Raman. So the next day when Gopal Bhatta Goswami saw, he saw this beautiful threefold bending form. And as we see that how when Lord Krishna had left this world, and Mother Uttara was there, and the great grandson of Lord Vajranapi had carved this three deities, Madan Mohan, Govind and Gopinath. So all these three deities represent the Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. So when Mother Uttara saw the beautiful lotus feet of Madan Mohan, she said that is actually this non-different from Lord Krishna. When she saw the beautiful chest of Lord Govindji, so she said that, oh, this is exactly as Lord Krishna. And when she saw the beautiful face of Lord Gopina, she said that this is non-different from Lord Krishna. But then when Radharaman was manifested, all the three, it was like three in one. The beautiful feet of Madan Mohan, the beautiful chest of Lord Govinda, and the beautiful face of Lord Gopinath was found in this Radharaman. And when the Mughals attacked, it was explained that how only this one deity could be there in Vrindavan, because Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath, they were huge in size and the Mughals could actually give a lot of trouble. But because Radharaman was only 1 feet height, the Goswamis at that time could easily hide the deities of Radharaman. And the original deity, that is the only deity that was there. And it is explained that how, if we see, Radharani is also worshipped near Radharaman in the form of a crown, the mukut. So many times when we see, it appears that Radharani is not there. But it is explained how that the crown which is there next to Radharaman, that is like a representation of Srimati Radharani. And that is how Radharaman is worshipped. And then it is explained how Gopal Bhatta Goswami also assisted Jiva Goswami to write the Shadasandarbhas. He received his Shastric training from his uncle Prabodhananda Saraswati. So he assisted Jiva Goswami to write the Shadasandarbha. He was also instrumental in writing the Hari Bhakti Vilas, the beautiful book composed by Srila Sanatan Goswami. And it is explained that how when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami told that, please do not mention my name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was asking blessings and to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, one thing which Gopal Bhatta Goswami said that, please do not mention my name. So he explained that although lot of pastimes Gopal Bhatta Goswami did, but it is not recorded for the reason that he never wanted his name to come. So therefore in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's name is not at all mentioned. And very few other authors, like in Bhakti Ratnakar, few instances of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So like in detail of like Rupa Sanatan Goswami, it is not as exhaustively available because he was a great soul, very humble soul. He never wanted his name to be there present. So therefore it was never there. And then when Gopal Bhatta Goswami was there, he also initiated the great soul, Srinivas Acharya. So we see Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disciple was Srinivas Acharya, and Srinivas Acharya's disciple is Ramchandra Kaviraj, whose disappearance day is also today. So he's the Ramchandra Kaviraj is the grand disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And then it is explained how Radharaman temple is the, Prabhupada used to say, that the highest standards of deity worship are still there in Radharaman temple. So that's how very timely offering cleanliness point of view, Radharaman is glorified. And that's how Gopal Bhatta Goswami did that. And then eventually he attained Samadhi there in Vrindavan. And we'll also discuss in brief about the pastimes of the great grand disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj. We hear about Narottam Das Thakur's Ramachandra Sangha Mange Narottama Das in the Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karu Mures. And the last line, Narottam Das Thakur is composed in the last line, is when Ramchandra Kaviraj left this world, he was feeling very much pained. Therefore, he writes that he is feeling separation from this. So it is explained that there was this very great debater. His name was Damodar Kaviraj. He was a very great scholar, and many people used to come to debate with him, and no one could win when they used to debate with this Damodar Kaviraj. So one time Damodar Kaviraj, he debated with one person, and that person lost, because anyone with whom Damodar Kaviraj used to debate used to get lost. So this scholar became very much hurt because he could not win, that he cursed Damodar Kaviraj, that in the future he will not have any son. So Damodar Kaviraj was very young at that time. He felt very much bad that this curse was told to him. So immediately begged forgiveness. He said that, please do not curse me like that. Please bless me that I should get a son. But then that scholar said that whatever curse I have pronounced once, I cannot take it back. So you will only have a daughter, you will not have a son. So what can be done? So he said that one thing can be done is your daughter will have two wonderful grandsons, and they both will be great devotees of the Lord. So that adjustment can be made. So Damodar Kaviraj said, okay, so be it. So eventually Damodar Kaviraj, he got married, and then he got a daughter, as it was told. So his daughter's name was Sunanda. And later on, Sunanda married one great associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose name is Chirajivan. And from this union of Sunanda and Chirajivan, the son, the elder son that was born is Ramchandra Kaviraj. And then the younger son is Sri Govinda Kaviraj. So Govinda Kaviraj is very much famous. We hear about this famous bhajan. Bhajahu re mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charnaravindare. So in that comes Govinda Dasa Abhilashare. So it is explained that this Govinda Kaviraj is the younger brother of Ramchandra Kaviraj. And it is also explained that this Damodar Kaviraj, he was a Durga. He was a Shakta worshipper. He was a worshipper of Durga. So this, when the younger son, Govinda, when it was difficulty for him to take birth, when his daughter Sunanda, and she delivered Ramchandra Kaviraj, but the second child was not coming out for a long time. So at that time, the mother told the grandfather, Damodar Kaviraj, that this, I'm having a lot of difficulty when delivering this second child. And he was an ardent worshipper of Mother Durga. So at that time, he took the sword of Mother Durga, did abhishek to that sword. And he told his daughter, if you drink this water, very easily by the blessings of Mother Durga, the child will be born. So she drank the water, and as a result of that, this Govinda Kaviraj was born. So from childhood, it is explained that he was very much grateful to Mother Durga. He became a worshipper of Mother Durga because of the blessings of Mother Durga only he was born. So it is explained that how in a very early childhood, their father, who was associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chirajivan, he left his body. And both the children, they got maximum association of their grandfather, Damodar Kaviraj, who was a Durga worshipper. So because of that, both the children, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Sri Govinda Kaviraj, both of them were worshippers of Mother Durga. So that's how their life began. But eventually, then after that is explained that how when Ramchandra Kaviraj was about to get married, so he was sitting on the palanquin and he was going. At that time, Srinivas Acharya was discussing Bhagavat Katha amongst few of his disciples. And he saw this palanquin going, and Srinivas Acharya saw Ramchandra Kaviraj. When he looked at the face of Ramchandra Kaviraj, and Ramchandra Kaviraj also saw Srinivas Acharya. So in the first meeting only, they could very strongly connect with each other. And Srinivas Acharya looked at Ramchandra Kaviraj and he told that this human form of life is meant to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why would someone enter into married life and waste this golden opportunity. So this married life is compared to wearing of the noose. Why would someone waste his life? So as soon as Ramchandra Kaviraj heard this one statement, which Nivas Acharya was telling, it immediately hit him like a sword. And immediately Ramchandra Kaviraj explained that along with his wife, he went to the house, all the events are completed. He did not even spend one night with his wife. Immediately came back to Jajigram, where Srinivas Acharya was there, and immediately told that, my dear spiritual master, the statement which you made, that one line has really affected me. I want to dedicate my life to your lotus feet. Please kindly accept me as your disciple. And immediately, Srinivas Acharya accepted Ramchandra Kaviraj as his disciple. And then he trained him very nicely in all the Bhakti Shastras and all the other things. So for a long time, Srinivas Acharya and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they spent time together. But later on, Srinivas Acharya told Ramchandra Kaviraj that you entered into married life and you never even spent one night with your wife. So I'd request that at least for one night you go, give some association and come back. So it is explained that how under the order of Srinivas Acharya, Ramchandra Kaviraj went home, met his wife, and he spoke about the glories of his spiritual master for many days and months. Whatever he heard, he spoke. And the entire night was spent in speaking Krishna Katha. And in the morning he said, my spiritual master told me to spend only one night with you. I have come and I am returning back. So that was the end of his married life. And then he spent rest of his life in the association of Srinivas Acharya. And wonderfully, Srinivas Acharya engaged his disciple Ramchandra Kaviraj. So Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur. So previously, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya were very close friends. But when Narottam Das Thakur one day came from Kheturi and met Srinivas Acharya and told that, I am planning to organize this first Gaur Purnima festival. So I need assistance and support, all of us together, cooperatively can organize this first Gaur Purnima festival. So Srinivas Acharya told that the time is very short. Organizing a big festival in a short time would become very difficult. And secondly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, all of them, they are actually on the verge of death, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed and all of them are feeling great separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how many will be able to come? Everyone is practically, physically very much down and out. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Srinivas Acharya and told that, please organize this wonderful Gaur Purnima festival. As Narottam Das Thakur has come and told you, all of us will eventually appear in that festival. So Srinivas Acharya requested Ramchandra Kaviraj to go and help Narottam Das Thakur in order to organize this wonderful festival. So it is explained that during that time, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur, they became very close friends during this service when they were entering. And Gopal and Srinivas Acharya also came, and the wonderful six sets of deities which Narottam Das Thakur found, that was very beautifully installed, and Srinivas Acharya beautifully worshipped, and Mother Janva, she was also there. She was the senior most devotee at that time, and all of the Vaishnavas were taking guidance from Mother Janva. So very wonderful festival, and so much of wonderful Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan. Especially the Kirtan was led by Narottam Das Thakur. And when Narottam Das Thakur sang beautiful Kirtan, all the associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, and all the other associates, Haridas Thakur, all of them practically they appeared, who had left from the physical plane. And all the devotees could see personally that Panchatattva had actually appeared, and it was such a wonderful event. So the entire great details Maharaj explains. And then personally he says that later on Narottam Das Thakur tells that, my dear Srinivas Acharya, if you agree, let Ramchandra Kaviraj stay along with me and both of us can preach together. And Srinivas Acharya agreed that it is the desire of the Lord that both of you all can stay together and both of you all can preach together. So it is explained that how Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottamdas Thakur, they had a lot of preaching engagements together, and wonderfully how they would meet different kinds of people and they used to make them into devotees. Many of them were Shakta worshippers, many were atheist. So one pastime which Maharaj explains, that one time Narottamdas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, both of them are standing and they see very two effulgent young boys. They are standing with a group of sheeps, some goats are there, buffalo. And Narottamdas Thakur is asking Ramchandra Kaviraj, then why, what is the thing? And no, he tells that Ramchandra Kaviraj that you start speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam in a way that both of them can hear. So Ramchandra Kaviraj starts speaking to Narottamdas Thakur, and these two boys, Hari Ram and Ram Krishna, both of them, they hear and they come and they meet Srinivas, Narottamdas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. And the boys, they tell that we were actually taking these kettles because our father is going to perform this Dashera Puja and he is a worshipper of Durga Devi. So he wanted to do Bali of all these. But when you both of them were speaking, at that time we came to know that this activity which we are going to engage in, support our father, it is actually sinful. We never knew. So we don't want to engage in this activity. We want to hear more from you about the importance of this human form of life, about the importance of worshipping the Supreme Lord. So please narrate to us what you are narrating. And they continued for a long time. And both of them, they stayed on there only. They never went back to their father's place. So there the father was waiting for these two sons who will come with all the buffalo, all the sheep and everything. But they are seeing that the children are not there. So the father sent the priest, Balram Acharya, to find out what has happened. So Balram Acharya came and met these two boys. He said, your father is waiting for the Dashera worship and all the puja and all the paraphernalia for Mother Durga's worship is ready and you are not come. So they said that we are not at all interested to do all those kinds of activities. We have met our spiritual masters, Narottamdas Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, and we are going to be in their company. And they were so forcefully in their preaching to their family, Kulguru Balram Acharya, that he also became convinced and he also stayed on with the two of them. And the father was really very much devastated. So he's explained that Shivacharya, he came and he felt that, how is it that all the children are staying with Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottamdas Thakur, and our family priest, Balram Acharya, he is also left everything, all the family worship, and he is also staying with my two sons. So therefore, he became very much affected and he told that some debate will have to be organized, because as per his father, Shivacharya, he felt that Shakta worship is the topmost. So therefore, he arranged for the debate to be organized and he called the best of the people, debaters, who were in favor of worshipping Mother Durga. And they came, and very effortlessly, Hari Ram and Ram Krishna, who had just recently educated by the mercy of Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottamdas Thakur, they effortlessly defeated this Shakta debaters. And the father was very much humiliated. So he said that I will call the biggest of the debater from Mithila, who is on my side. So he is a Shakta follower. So from Mithila, he called the biggest debater. And he told to debate with actually Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottamdas Thakur. But there also these two children, they came, said, they said, no, we'll only handle this case also. And both of them, they effortlessly debated these two. So eventually the father was very much devastated. And then he also worshipped Mother Durga, praying that our two children have been spoiled because of association of Ramchandra Kaviraj. And Mother Durga said that my dear devotee, actually what your two children are doing, that is what is actually the ideal path. So please don't disturb your two children. They are in the right path. And eventually it is explained how this Shivacharya also became a great devotee of the Lord. So that's how very wonderfully lot of different preaching engagements and changing of the heart, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur, meeting different kinds of people, a Brahmin community, Ganganarayan Bhattacharya, and then again some king's name also Maharaj explains, Narsingha Raj, he also, his heart also becomes transformed. Different episodes, one dacoit, Chanda Rai, he also becomes transformed by their association. So like lot of different pastimes are explained when they, both of them, used to preach together. And one more episode, we'll conclude with that episode. So this King Viramvir, who was there, who was also Srinivas Acharya's initiated King Viramvir. So it is explained that one time, this King Viramvir had called Srinivas Acharya to his place to give some Krishna Katha. So he requested Srinivas Acharya, and Ramchandra Kaviraj had not accompanied his spiritual master at that time. He stayed back, Srinivas Acharya went, and he stayed in the morning, he used to do his sadhana, other things, and the evening Srinivas Acharya used to give satsang, and King Viramvir used to invite all the different people of his palace, and they used to sit. So for a couple of evenings that happened, but on the third day he saw that his spiritual master Srinivas Acharya was meditating, but he was not coming out of the meditation, and the evening satsang time was getting delayed, but still he thought that maybe after some hours he'll come back. So one day happened, Srinivas Acharya did not come out of the meditation. Second day also the same thing happened. Generally he used to enter into samadhi in the morning, and evening he used to come out and give satsang, and people used to get inspired. But for 2-3 days this was not happening, and he said, what is going on? It is very difficult to understand. So he called the local, the doctor, Kavi at that time. The doctor checked and he said that your spiritual master Srinivas Acharya has left. There is no more life air in that. So King Viramvir said, this is not possible. How is it possible? He came here to give us association, but it's not possible. So he said that only one person can resolve this issue. So he immediately goes back and he sees that Ramchandra Kaviraj, if he comes, he'll be able to understand exactly what has happened with his spiritual master, Srinivas Acharya. Everyone is telling, all the doctors are telling that he has left his body. So only Ramchandra Kaviraj can give an exact update on what is it. So Ramchandra Kaviraj came, and the scene was narrated that for 2-3 days he was there, he was narrating Krishna Katha. The morning he used to enter into his samadhi, and the evening he used to come back. But since last 3 days he has not come back. So Ramchandra Kaviraj said, I'll resolve this issue. So immediately Ramchandra Kaviraj sat next to the body of his guru, Srinivas Acharya, and he went into meditation. And he found out that when Srinivas Acharya was in his Siddha Deha, Manjari's name is mentioned, so he was serving Radha and Krishna in that Siddha Deha, and in that pastime, Radharani lost some her anklets or some natni, something, some ornament, and the service was given to Srinivas Acharya in his Siddha Deha to find out. So for a long time he was trying to find out that. So when Ramchandra Kaviraj also in his Manjari Swarup, he entered into that Leela, and he helped his spiritual master to find out the lost ornament of Srimati Radharani. And when that service was completed, then both the spiritual master and the disciple, Srinivas Acharya, came back to his body in this material world, and then Ramchandra Kaviraj also came back again, and then both of them got up, and then the entire episode was narrated to King Viramvir. So it is explained that how both the disciple and the guru, Ramchandra Kaviraj, was on such an exalted state that he could find out where his spiritual master was. Practically, बट द मर्सी ऑफ श्रीनिवास आचार्य रामचंद्र कोईदास अटेन टू वेरी हाई लेवल्स ऑफ डिवोशन. सो दैट्स हाउ इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट लाइक दैट मेनी ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ रामचंद्र कविराज इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड. सो ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ द डिसअपियरेंस डे ऑफ श्री रामचंद्र कविराज एंड ऑन द अपियरेंस डे ऑफ श्रील गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट आचार्यज आर वेरी मच मर्सीफुल ऑन देर अपियरेंस एंड डिसअपियरेंस डेज. सो वी कैन प्रे टू दिस आचार्यज दैट टू द फेथ एंड डिग्री टू दैट फेथ एंड डिग्री दैट दे हैड towards the process of devotional service, to that degree we can also get faith while practicing Krishna consciousness. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.